Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a really good podcast. Today, we're talking about plant-based diets and why we should jump on the bandwagon, because there's been so much hype about plant-based diets, but do you really know why we should adopt a plant-based diet? I'm going to dive deep into that because I think we often jump into trends, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, all our friends are doing it, but this has some real scientific merit. So plant-based diets have the ability to prevent cancer, improve your weight loss, and give you a healthy lifestyle. Imagine achieving all of that by just changing your eating habits. And you are what you eat. You are the essential mixture of the five people you spend the most time with and maybe the five or 10 foods you put most frequently into your body. In this new episode, we're going to explore the plant-based diet and decide on what things are worth eating to reduce inflammation, to improve your digestion, and let's break it all down with more tips to incorporate more plant-based foods into your diet. So, those of us who eat centered around plants, either primarily or entirely plant-based, are known as plant-based, plant-forward diets. These diets are not limited to just fruits and vegetables, but they also include foods like seeds, nuts, oils, whole grains, legumes, and beans. So you don't have to be a strict vegetarian or a vegan who avoids all the meat and all the dairy, but rather you can opt for a high percentage of your food content to come from plant-based choices. There are so many benefits to these eating patterns. So number one benefit would be boosting your immune system. The phytochemicals and antioxidants that are present in plants have oftentimes very high oxygen radical absorbance capacity. And what is that? That is the antioxidant content that's in that particular fruit or vegetable that's going to be a neutralizer of angry free radicals that are scavenging around your body, breaking down your DNA. Phytochemicals, antioxidants, food with high ORAC potential, these keep your cells healthy. They help maintain DNA with less DNA oxidative damage, and they're going to help you in terms of longevity and improving your immune system balance. When you eat a plant-based diet, you're going to have better probiotic flora in your colon and in your gut. Germs and microorganisms are going to be better regulated. The more plant-based foods we eat, we develop a probiotic environment. We love the idea of having more prebiotic foods in our diet. These are foods like fibers that encourage an environment that's receptive to probiotic bacteria. You've all heard of probiotics, but have you heard of prebiotics? So, for example, inulin is one of these. It's made from an artichoke plant-based fiber. It creates a slowing down of the GI tract, so it allows for more absorbance of the nutrients in the foods that you eat. It decompresses and debloats you because it's taking that fiber and pushing it through the waste channels faster. And in the process of putting so much cellulose and fibrotic plant-based stuff into your colon, you're going to create a whole network and a system and a biotic environment that's productive for the really good probiotic bacteria. And I think that's one of the biggest benefits. When you eat the right foods, you encourage the environment for good bacterial flora to develop. There's so much research now that shows that gut leak and leaky gut syndrome is happening because we eat foods that are inflammatory and irritative. The gut loves plant-based foods. They're rich in fiber, promotes digestion, prevents constipation, supporting these beneficial bacteria in the gut, and reducing the leak. You definitely want to know if you're a person who's sensitive to grains and glutens and wheats, because of course you have to be very selective in those cases. Those type of food groups, even if they're plant-based, can worsen things for you. So you're going to consult with your doctor or GI specialist. Remember that when we eat plant-based, we lower the risk of cancer and chronic disease. These are foods that are low in saturated fat, high in minerals and antioxidants. The weight, when you are taking a plant-based diet, your weight is going to improve. your calorie intake is going to be a lot less than carbohydrate and sugar, high glycemic index foods. These plant-based ingredients are high fiber and they make you feel satiated and full. I love the concept of eating to fill your belly. And plants are such an important way to do this. And if you focus on the strategy of eating all of your salad and all of your greens and all your plants first, you're going to feel satiated and full. Fiber fills you up, followed by a glass of water. Then your protein. Then you feel really satisfied. And then lastly, a couple bites of bread and maybe a bite of dessert. You don't need the carbs and the sugar. The high fiber anti-inflammatory diet is so important, and you will lose weight. Literally, if you eat a head of lettuce chopped up with a cucumber, that is going to expand your stomach to the point that your stomach feels totally happy. An easy salad with low calories, lots of greens, throw on some salsa with spices and tomatoes, and have a little soup. That is an amazing way to eat. So this concept of filling with fiber to feel satiated is so important for weight loss. All of this reduces our environmental footprint, which is a really great side effect. We have more sustainable, environmental friendly foods when we're eating plant-based. You know, the amount of methane generated by cattle, the amount of oil that's consumed and production of carbs and high sugars and highly processed foods and seed oils, all of these things are destroying the planet slowly and affecting the planet for our grandchildren. So fewer resources like land and water to produce plant-based foods instead of animal-based foods. Reducing consumption of animals, I'm going to leave that up to you guys. It's, you know, a moral choice, but also it's a health choice. I'm a big fan of high-protein diets, and I think that oftentimes we can get our proteins from plant-based products like tofu and legumes and beans, but there are amino acids present only by eating meat. And these amino acids are critical. They're branched chain amino acids. They're very important for us to maintain body mass and muscle mass. So I am a fan of eating protein, and I do think you do feel satiated. But remember, limit what you eat. Try to switch for the white meats, fish, poultry, red meat occasionally. Think about organ meats. Liver and these kind of things are so nutrient dense, and you're going to get minerals and amino acids that are not present in plants. So I'm not an all or none kind of a person. I believe in moderation. And the five food groups for the plant-based diet, which you should rely on: fruits, any type of fruit, vegetables, including peppers, lettuce, spinach, kale, all of that, tubers, which are starchy root vegetables like potatoes, sweet potatoes, yams, whole grains, so wheat, quinoa, rices, popcorn, oats, legumes, which means beans and lentils of any kind. These are the five main plant-based food groups. And in addition to that, there are many other things you can incorporate that are going to be nourishing and really wholesome, like nuts, avocado, tofu, tempeh, whole grain flours, breads, and plant-based milks. But people who eat vegan tend to sometimes overconsume because you're so focused on the thought that you're eating nutrients that are derived from beautiful organic sources that you forget that they're very calorie rich. My goodness, I was eating like almond butter on toast all the time from Trader Joe's, and it's so delicious. And little do you realize that you're every day adding on an extra 200 calories of yummy almond butter. So easy to eat and overeat. And that's not the goal. Begin your plant-based diet with baby steps. Start by incorporating more plant-based foods into your meals and gradually decrease your intake of animal products. And don't try to stress and just be all or none, because then you won't feel happy. And happiness is important to what we eat. It's one of those things. Food is one of those comforting things that you need to have a little happiness in your life. Focus on whole foods. Choose the whole fruit, the whole vegetable, the seed, the core, the peel, the whole deal. That's where all the nutrients are. Very often in the peel, very often in the entire ingredient, the pulp. Don't be juicing and getting rid of the entire fibrous content of the fruit. Try new recipes. Plan your meals in advance. Pack your food ahead of time for work and make sure you are taking your multivitamins, take enough protein, iron, calcium, and other important minerals. Stay super hydrated because once you incorporate more plants and you're more fibrous in your diet, you need water to push that fiber through. Take extra supplements. Very often our vegan friends are vitamin deficient with vitamin B12, thiamine, folate. This is so critical. You will have hair loss if you don't have enough iron in your diet. Remember to iron supplement, especially women who menstruate. And omega-3s and vitamin D. I'm always a fan of taking extra. Those are cooling, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory things, especially the omega-3s help to reduce inflammation. Try to eliminate too much seed oils in your diet. Great to use butter. Vegetables taste amazing with it. Think about what you're using as additives and try to keep those really clean. And less salt. Salt is also one of the enemies. Well, you can use salt, but use it wisely. Remember to use technology, so use a planning app. I think it's so important to count your calories. 1,500 calories a day for weight loss, 1,800 calories a day for maintenance, 22 to 2,500 calories a day, you're going to actually slowly put on weight. So kind of keep things with 500 calories at your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And buy those boxed things like boxed salads from Trader Joe's. Amazing. 300 calories for the whole box. You know what you're eating. You're pretty full by the end of it. I think it's one of the easy tools, writing down what you eat, keeping track of your calories, and maintaining your weight. So those are our tips for plant-based diet. I know you guys have heard of it. It's out there. Your friends are trying it. It's trendy, but it's timeless. It's also timeless. And these are the things we need to do for longevity and wellness. We're going to talk more about this on the podcast this year. It's not just about looking good on the outside. It's about feeling good and healing internally when we have inflammation, breakdown, and loss of energy, stress, gut leak. All these things contribute to feeling old, feeling tired, and not living as long. So plant-based diet is a simple, easy tip. I'm hoping all of you guys will incorporate it. I have developed an amazing green juice, and that is available for people like me who intermittent fast. So you can still get that nutrition. It is plant-based, and it's easy to consume. If you're busy and on the rush, definitely think about the tricks that you need to incorporate into your lifestyle to stay super healthy. That's it for now, guys. You can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing beauty greens. It's a green juice with 20 high ORAC potential fruits and vegetables. That's oxygen radical absorbance capacity. And so good. It has alkaline grasses, prebiotic, probiotic, everything we just talked about. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.